It's Monday, the 15th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. We start with a developing story. Through its mission at the United Nations, Iran has explained that the mass aerial attack, which it called Operation True Promise, was a retaliation for the bombing of an Iranian diplomatic building in Damascus on 1 April, and that it now considered the matter closed unless there was further action by Israel. Local public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kubumo weighs in on the situation that is unfolding in the Middle East.
You are seeing the leaders of the world taking sides in terms of their interest. But the danger of that is that situation can escalate and we can see a conflict in the world while we have bodies that are supposed to maintain international peace and security. So the problem is selective morality because they know they will be backed by other countries. So it's a dangerous thing that we are seeing and we must not take it for granted because the problem of a war is ordinary people in the final analysis suffers.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden has warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. would not take part in a counteroffensive against Iran. Chris Dignam for Reuters.
A White House official said Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. will not take part in a counteroffensive against Iran if Israel decides to retaliate after Iran launched an overnight barrage of missiles and drones on Israeli territory. Meanwhile, Netanyahu reconvened a war cabinet meeting in Tel Aviv to discuss a response to the drone and missile attack. War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz warned that Israel would, quote, exact the price from Iran in a fashion and timing that is right for us.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has issued a reminder that acts of reprisal involving the use of force are barred under international law.
I remind all member states that the Charter of the United Nations prohibits the use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state or in any other manner inconsistent with the purposes of the United Nations. Furthermore, the principle of inviolability of diplomatic and consular premises and personnel must be respected in all cases in accordance with international law, as I stated when condemning the 1 April attack on the Iranian consulate in Damascus.
Back home, the European Union delegation to Namibia has clarified that it does not interfere in government matters or comment on election outcomes. The EU faced criticism after meeting with Independent Patriots for Change candidate Panduleni Tula Anna-Beatrice Martens, EU ambassador to Namibia.
The European Union heads of mission had an informal lunch to discuss the situation in Namibia, including, among others, his election campaign. This is part of our general engagement with relevant actors in Namibia, as is normal for all diplomatic missions to perform. This is confirmed by the Honorable Minister Mushelenga in his demarche. Naturally, the EU heads of mission did not discuss matters that fall within the purview of the government of Namibia, nor did we comment on or prejudge the outcome of any election. The European Union and its member states enjoy a warm and long-standing relationship with Namibia based on shared values and mutual respect.
And the Daily Maverick is shut down for today to highlight the global state of emergency in journalism, which it says is experiencing a market failure and is at risk of collapse. Daily Maverick CEO Stile Kgatha-Lambos spoke to Newsroom Africa about it.
The market failure is happening. There's still an incredible amount of value being created for society through journalism, but the current economics no longer work to sustain the production of journalism. So we have a problem and we need business to help. We need the public to help. And also importantly, we need policy reform and regulations that can actually make the support of journalism easier to happen.
We also reached out to veteran journalist and chair of the Namibia Media Trust, Gwen Lister.
I think the significance is mirrored by the fact that journalism is in a huge crisis on a global level. There is incredible crisis for journalism and the knock-on effects on democracy, on the economy. I think they put it this way and said the crisis is bigger than us. It's bigger than one newsroom in any story. And this is why they're making such a bold statement. Their position might have carried so much more weight had all the media decided in South Africa to shut down for the day, because then people really would have sat up and taken notice. But certainly the intention behind what they've done is very noble and very important.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.